It all brings us to the moment called the No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day, all in one newscast, and then Friday Rat Fest tickets for the No Sweat News quiz.
Nice prize right there.
That's important because this is going to be the best show ever with Godsmack and Shinedown co-headlining.
I don't know where you could pick a favorite out of today because each one of these are thoroughly genius. Dateline, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. There was a power outage in the middle of the night Sunday in Lake Worth, Florida, and the city's warning system leapt right into alert mode, as it should. Automatically sent out an alert to all cell phones in the city, warning people that there was a power outage and a zombie apocalypse.
What was that second part?
Quote, power outage and zombie alert for all residents of Lake Worth and Terminus. There are now far less than 7,300 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity. Restoration time uncertain. End quote.
Guess I'll get the blowtorch out of my garage. I hate it when a zombie apocalypse happens when I'm trying to watch my sports.
Well, in the middle, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. You hear the text go off and that's what? Power out, zombie apocalypse.
Oh, God, not now. I was having such a nice dream, and now, zombie apocalypse.
The city says it must have been a prank, and they are trying to figure out who got into their automatic text alert system to make it say that.
What if zombies, though, were the ones who got into their automated system?
It's a bunch of crackheads walking around the street. That's all it was.
Fantastic.
What now, the hell?
Dateline, South Carolina for story number two. The world is not very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Kara Kozinski from Charleston, South Carolina, had a son graduating with highest honors in his high school class and wanted to get a cake that celebrated this momentous occasion in her son's life.
Very nice.
Ordered up a cake from the Publix bakery department, and it said, "Congratulations, Jacob, summa cum laude, class of 2018.
Congratulations, Jacob.
When they got the cake and opened it at home, the Publix bakery did not put the whole saying summa cum laude on the cake.
No.
Because they thought was a profanity reference.
No. No, no, no. This, like, very ancient Latin phrase. Are you talking about the middle word of summa cum laude?
Yes, sir.
My God.
They made the cake, but they put summa dash 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 loud.
The cake was censored?
Yeah. We take you now to the news report where the young graduate, Jacob is describing how he had to explain the cake to his family and friends who had come to his graduation party.
The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because I had to explain to my friends and family like what that meant, and they were giggling uncontrollably. At least my friends were.
Well, you didn't.
I'm giggling, Jacob, and I'm not your friend.
You didn't necessarily have to explain to them.
True,
but
that's hysterical. Oh, America.
Wow.
Land of the free. We're censoring cakes now because the local baker never took a Latin course in high school.
You're an idiot. How about that,
huh? That's hysterical.
And Dateline New York for our third and final story. You thought it couldn't get better?
I didn't.
I have for you the story of Christina and Mark Rotondo of Camillus, New York, upstate near Syracuse. They have just won a court case against their 30-year-old son. What did the judge in the case rule?
What?
That their son has to move out of their house.
30-year-old son?
30-year-old was asked to move out numerous times.
I better pay attention to this story.
Was even offered money.
Money?
And help in finding a job.
Oh, this guy's just a jerk.
Never moved out. So, they took him to court.
This guy is the poster boy for being a slacker. Like, literally.
The kid argued that his parents, in court, he argued, represented himself because...
Yeah, why not?
for his own client.
Plus, he's not going to spend any money. He doesn't have any.
The kid argued that his parents needed to give him 6 months warning time, and the judge did not go for that.
You got to be kidding me.
Michael says he plans on appealing. He called the press over, who had been following the case, and discussed the ruling afterwards.
I mean, it seems to me like I should be provided, you know, like 30 days or so, because generally you get 30 days after you're found, you know, that you have to vacate a premises. So I'm expecting something like that. But realistically, if somehow that's not the case, I don't know. But, you know, the reason I had you guys all come over here like this is because, you know, he didn't read my case.
Get out.
You know, I asked him to rule on an adjournment.
Get out.
And he ignored it.
Get
so,
out.
I mean, I guess.
Now. Get out.
So you plan to appeal this case?
Well, I do plan to appeal it, but I'm wondering, you know, like, because how it sounded.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
It sounded like he said you need to vacate today.
It sounded kind of like that, too, but that's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's that would be ridiculous.
That's not fair.
It would be ridiculous if you had to move out.
But Mom and Dad, and how old again?
30.
Okay. That's a problem, Michael Rotundo.
After that press conference, he mandered around some more nonsensical stuff. Then he left court, presumably to go back to his parents' house. Get out.
He's got to get his video game.
Right.
You know, he's got some stuff there.
Yeah, and his magazine collection.
He's got his toy collection.
Get out.
This kid makes it sound like he's renting the place.
This is a guy who looks and sounds lazier than you.
Oh, yeah. That's hard.
Break. I moved out when I was 20, man. I was out.
You were moved out.
Yeah, right. You came home and there were boxes with the name Gotts on them.
Dad was out in the street and everything.
Take your dirty jeans and your empties and go.
Pretty much.
Did he at least try to do chores or?
Nada.
Oh,
cut
see,
the grass, nothing like that.
Get
if you had
out.
Just done a couple chores, Michael.
His parents had to sue him to leave.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Why they just changed the locks?
I told you it would be hard to pick a favorite. Zombie apocalypse, bakery can't type out the word C-U-M, or suing to get your kid out.
Welcome to the No Sweat News.
That's three Hall of Famers right there.
It really is.
And we'll be talking about those in December.
Wow.
3 for 3 today, Kraft.
Nice job, Mike Rotundo.
Tomorrow's going to be a real
IRS
fall off. Rat Fest tickets on the quiz on Friday, and that's why they call it the No Sweat News.